Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Go247. Does a great job covering it. Glenn West. Glenn, thanks so much. Appreciate you joining on with us. And again, we got to hear from Coach Kiffin this morning. I almost fell off my chair. I was doing a couple things interview-wise, and I heard him when he was asked about the offensive line and said it was the most improved area on the team from start till now. Glenn, I was not more shocked in my life to hear him talk about offensive line play.
Well, that's a good sign. I mean, it's a good sign that they're already starting to show some improvement there. I will say they looked a lot better today than maybe they did on Saturday. And I think this is a group that, you know, I mean, every year with an offensive line, especially one that's going to be pretty brand new. I mean, you've got Braylon Moore returning. You know, Weston Davis is a candidate at right tackle. But this is a pretty new group still, and they're going to be led by Jordan Seaton in the left tackle spot. And I think he's a good tone setter for that group and that unit, and chance to be a potential top 10 pick this time of year from now. And so they have some talent there. They have a lot of guys that they're working in and out right now at left guard, at right tackle. But I think that they have you know, shown some signs of improvement. I think particularly in the run game, they looked really good today. The media had a chance to watch a full practice today. We'll get another one on Thursday and another on Saturday. So some extended viewings here upcoming for us, which will always give us a good indication of just kind of how this team's looking here in the early weeks of spring.
Man, Coach Kiffin's getting, you know, a little bit better with all that opening up practices. That's not what I'd heard he did at Ole Miss. He wasn't crazy about it, but I guess, hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do. Can I ask you, who is running with the two team at center behind Braylon?
Yeah, so it's been mostly William Satterwhite, the transfer that they got in from Tennessee. He's been running mostly with the twos at center, but I think they also want to try to work him in at guard at some point. Ryan Murray is another kid, from a freshman that they signed in this last 2026 class that I think you'll see get some snaps and some looks at center. So, you know, those are probably the main two that I would guess right now LSU's kind of looking at. But unless Braylon Moore is injured, I would imagine that he's in there for a good majority of the snaps with the ones. And he's looked pretty good so far. He's stayed healthy. And but those are kind of the three right now that are working in at center.
We got the news early this morning. Matt Moscona broke it, and then Coach Kiffin confirmed it with the Achilles injury to Aiden Anding. You know, kind of give us a little bit of the depth chart there. We know who the starters are, but, you know, who looks to be running as the nickel guy? And the depth there, and you can hear in his voice, he doesn't like that there's not a second transfer portal period where you can kind of cherry-pick a position here or there. Cornerback would be one, I think, along with defensive tackle, I think, would be the other for him. But a little bit about the depth at the cornerback position for the Tigers.
Yeah, it's thinning out a little bit here. I'm not going to lie, because that was a major injury, I think, for LSU. Anding was really, I think, starting to show as he was one of the most improved defensive backs on the entire roster. Had two interceptions in that scrimmage on Saturday on two pretty good plays. I mean, they weren't balls that were just thrown right at him kind of a deal. He had to go make the play. And he's somebody, you know, at that second interception, unfortunately, just went down immediately. And you could tell something was off there. And he was, you know, in a walking boot. And they kept him on the sidelines for most of the rest of the scrimmage. But you could tell it was pretty serious. And I think he would have really competed for that kind of third nickel or that third cornerback spot behind DJ Pickett and PJ Woodland. So I think what you're looking at now is probably Jakeem Jackson, the transfer they got a few years ago from Florida, really competing. And you know, I think he's starting to show some improvement. He's stayed healthy, which is really good. You know, he battled some injuries and stuff in the fall of last year. So he'll be certainly in the mix there. Havon Finney is a freshman that they've got on campus already. Dez Ellis is another guy that they have coming in this summer. He'll be on campus this summer as a summer enrollee. But yeah, I mean, look, they're fitting out at cornerback for sure. And I think right now the nickel spot has been pretty much Deshaun Spears that they've been rolling out there. He's looked pretty good, I would say. He's, you know, 6'2", he's long, he's got some experience now under his belt, but the Anding injury does hurt your depth a little bit here at the cornerback position, and they really can't afford to have much more bad injury luck at that spot.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
How has Hassan looked at quarterback? Because, I mean, the hope is that Levitt will be back and healthy for the summer and for the fall workouts and be ready for game one against Clemson. But you never know. And so a little bit about how well Longstreet has practiced and gotten with this fast-paced offense.
Yeah, he's. I would say there's been some development that still needs to take place there. I think he's looked okay at times. You know, he and Landon Clark, the transfer from Elon, they combined to throw five interceptions in the scrimmage on Saturday, and some of those throws were certainly just poor decisions and bad decision making. But I will say, like, we, you know, Kiffin was asked about Longstreet in particular today, and he gave a really good answer on him. You know, he's going to make mistakes as a second year freshman here, learning the system for the first time, but he really praised kind of his improvisational skills. You know, he's a guy that's going to be able to extend plays, you know, make some things happen when maybe a play breaks down that not many other quarterbacks can do. And so that's, I think, a skill set that Kiffin really thinks is good for him, and, you know, somebody that I think LSU is going to continue to develop here over the course of this off season. But I think what these 3 weeks have kind of showed me, I think showed a lot of us that have been out there pretty consistently watching them, is that, you know, the LSU needs Sam Leavitt to be pretty healthy this year in order to kind of accomplish the big, big goals they likely have in 2026. I think he's at full strength and at full health, clearly the best quarterback option here. And those other two guys, I think, were brought in with the fact that, or with the, you know, the understanding that it would maybe take a little bit more time to develop in this system.
You know, Glenn, one thing that Lane continues to say over and over again is that with so many new pieces on offense, it's going to take time to gel, and that they're still a work in progress. We're entering the final couple weeks of spring ball, and they're not where they want to be on that side of the ball. But at the same time, like you mentioned, Leavitt hasn't necessarily been participating with the foot issues that he's had. So I want to get your thoughts, though, because Lane very specifically highlighted one of the bright spots outside of the offensive line, which he was very pleased with, was Dylan Jones, the running back transfer from Wisconsin. Maybe, you know, when LSU brings in a ton of different transfers, Dylan Jones maybe went a little bit under the radar, but someone that has been kind of flashing throughout practice. I know they're not tackling or anything like that, but just what you've seen from the Wisconsin transfer in the early work at spring.
Yeah, he's really pushing Harlan Berry and Caden Durham. I mean, like, he's in there as much as those two guys are at this point in spring, which has really been an interesting development, because it's been those three, and then Stacy Gage, the UCF transfer, has also been working in quite a bit as kind of like the four, the kind of core four that I think LSU's leaned into here this spring. But as far as Jones goes, he's very he's a very powerful back. He's elusive. He's somebody that I think you can run in between the tackles, that he can make guys miss and, you know, kind of shed defenders here a little bit. He's got a low center of gravity. He knows how to use his strength to his advantage. You know, I wouldn't say that he's quicker or faster than Caden Durham or Harlan Berry, but he's a good change of pace running back that I think LSU is going to look at, certainly in short yardage situations and third downs. They did a lot of that work today on the practice field, and to no surprise, Dylan Jones was out there with a lot of those kind of packages, and I think he's going to be very heavily utilized in this offense just by the way that they're using him already 3 weeks into spring. So he's definitely been one of the pleasant surprises, and somebody that I would expect to continue working in pretty consistently with the running backs.
Glenn, in watching some of the Wisconsin tape, he was the starter early in the season before the injury caught up with him. So this is a guy that he was going to be the starting running back. He was the starting running back with the Badgers, and then injury kind of shelved him. We'll swing over to Will Wade in basketball. What have you been hearing there? It looked as though they were, man, almost there to make a big signee early, and then it kind of got away. Who are some of the names that they've been targeting to bring in? Because the one thing with Wade, and I think it's a real strength of his talent evaluation skills. So have you heard any names in particular that they're after?
Yeah, there's certainly some that have been pretty heavily tied to LSU. Aiden Sherrell, the Alabama transfer forward, is one that you pretty consistently hear. Paul McNeil, a guard out of NC State that was playing for Coach Wade last year, a player that shot over 40% from three. I think he's very much on the wish list for LSU. I think when you look at the transfer from Santa Clara, Alan Graves, he's also somebody that I think you're going to see a lot of heavy interest in from LSU. But, you know, kind of one of the things with him is that he's also kind of considering the NBA draft right now. And does he want to go to the draft instead of, you know, coming back to college for another year? I think so that could delay that decision for him, and could delay a little bit of kind of how LSU wants to, you know, organize and orchestrate its roster here. But I think that they have a lot of irons in the fire. They're working behind the scenes very, very hard. I know that they're you know, calling recruits. They're having Zoom calls with guys in the transfer portal every day. And so I would imagine we start to hear something pretty soon. I did kind of a little bit of a deep dive into kind of the first week of the transfer portal, and it's kind of a common theme throughout the portal here this first week. There wasn't a ton of movement in the first week of the cycle here, I think, as guys entered their name in the portal and started to hear from some teams. But I kind of tallied it up, and there was really only about 30 35 of the top 200 players that actually signed with programs during that first week. And so certainly there's been more in the last couple days, but still a lot of really good players out there for the taking. And I think LSU, with the kind of resources they have at their disposal this year, are going to be able to field a pretty interesting roster. And I'm excited to see who they ultimately land here over the next couple weeks.
Glenn, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, bud. And, man, LSU gives us content. God bless them.
Yes, sir. We'll get to baseball here in a little bit, but thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. Glenn West from Go247 does a great job covering all the athletic teams with the LSU Tigers.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.